Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope your week is going well. Hope you are now back after a holiday week, feeling strong and refreshed. I know that's not usually how any of us feel after a holiday week. We just want another holiday week. But I hope your week's going well. I hope you and your family and your friends are staying strong and healthy right now. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed that Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you managed to have your Thanksgiving without a full-blown political war at the table, or without maybe burning your house down because you thought you'd deep fry a partially thawed turkey. I hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving, despite the fact that NFL games weren't really all that great that day. And now, kids, I mean, get ready, because we are fully into the holiday season. Brace up. I don't know, you might need a helmet, but here we go. The silly season is upon us. And I hope you're ready. Hey, before we jump in today, just want to remind you, make sure you're stopping by DailyDoseSports.com, where we have new articles going up every week. In fact, if you stopped by there this week, you saw an article about exactly how the Denver Broncos have compiled a winning streak. Might not be the way that you would think, but we do have links to the podcast there. We have links to the videos, and yes, we have links to Daily Dose gear. You need a sweatshirt, need a t-shirt, need a hoodie. Hey, someone on your list needs one of those things. You know they do for the holiday season. Make sure you stop by DailyDoseSports.com and get exactly what you need. Hey, today on the show, we're going to be doing something. We actually haven't done this since the early days of the Daily Dose, but we are going to be joined by a longtime friend of the Dose, and we're going to be making some predictions. If you would like to know who is going to be winning this coming weekend's games in college football and the NFL, never fear, because we're going to do exactly that. And we just might have a few other surprises for you as well today. We can't waste any more time. Let's go ahead and get over to that right now. Joining us right now on the Daily Dose, we have a guest that we have actually tried to book before. He stopped by. I know he's been around the studio for a few fights, maybe a Super Bowl here or there, but he seems to sneak out when we hit record. However, today, we are joined by Jeff from, we're going to say California. We're going to drill down on that in just a minute.
My name is Jeff.
And Jeff is joining us today. We're going to be talking about a number of different subjects in sports. We are going to be helping you win some money if you would like to win it betting. But first and foremost, welcome to Jeff. Jeff, you're a California guy. Jeff from San Bernardino, does that work for you?
Yes, that is absolutely the tried and true reference to my life as far as I go back to California, yes.
You are an Inland Empire guy. That is a wild area, Jeff.
Yes, yes. It wasn't for the faint of heart. You actually had to you had to grow up pretty tough. Otherwise, you were going home shoeless.
So. Jeff, you have a really unique fandom in the world of sports because you support some really odd teams. So yeah. You are from California. You're a California guy, right?
Born and raised in the General Hospital of San Bernardino, yes.
Okay. You are a UCLA fan in college sports. You're all about the Bruins, right?
This is true. This is very true.
Football, basketball, if it's college, you're going UCLA, right?
UCLA, all NCAA, UCLA.
Okay. This, kids, is where the normalcy ends. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Because then you support an NFL team on the other end of the country.
3,000 miles away.
Who is it that you cheer for in the NFL?
Oh, it's always fins up, man. Miami. Miami is my team. We go way back. Obviously, the 72 season was before my time. I was born 7 years later after that, so I had no recollection or knowledge of any of that growing up until my dad introduced me to it. And huge Dan Marino house.
Okay.
So we had a lot of Dolphin Christmas tree ornaments, Dolphin memorabilia, Dolphin jackets. dolphin gloves, mittens, and these that, well, mittens in Southern California wasn't right. very popular, but when it got down to 60 degrees, you know, you were mittening up. You
got those mittens out. How did Dad become a Dolphins fan?
I tried to really look back and figure that out. The only thing I can think of, my dad was an Air Force brat. He moved around.
Okay.
Never really had any, like, set homes. I mean, he graduated high school in Glasgow, Montana.
Oh, wow.
So that was, you know, that was his early age, you know, teenager years when you really start to take in team sports and that sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I tried to drill down on that, and mostly it came down to, I think, just my, oh, Zonka. Zonka was sure. something my dad really, you know, when we would watch those old NFL films, yeah. my dad would say, here, come sit down and watch Zonka.
Sure.
He'd carry five guys across, you know, on his back across the goal line.
Wow.
And so I got to see that. I got to watch that. And then that was shortly thereafter was the Dan Marino stuff. Yeah. And then just paralleling that was my aunt who lives out here. She was a big John Elway fan.
Okay.
And they obviously were in the same draft class. And yeah. so it was Marino and Elway. And my dad was Team Marino. His sister was Team Elway.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I remember most of all. However, there was a 1 year when I was 12 where I was a Dallas Cowboy fan.
What?
I don't like to admit it, but yes, I played Pee Wee football. I was on the Pee Wee San Bernardino Cowboys. We were undefeated until we got our faces kicked in the first playoff game. We were undefeated that we beat up all the scrubs, and then we played our first playoff game against a crosstown city rival, and we lost like 65 to,
<That's> to awesome.
Three.
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, my very first Pee Wee team, we were the Jets.
Okay.
I never bought in because they were always horrible. I had no interest whatsoever
yes.
in being a Jet fan. I was just like, man, they suck. I'm not doing anything. But I could understand the draw at your age because the Cowboys were loaded.
In 92?
Yeah.
The Cowboys were the Cowboys.
The end all be all.
How
yeah.
about them Cowboys? So then... It was a flash in the pan for
yeah,
me. It
yeah.
was a flash in the pan for me. And then I just finally came out of it and slapped myself around and was like, you're a Dolphins fan.
You're a Dolphins fan.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've gone through some, some trying years, some fun years with Marino and that group
yeah.
and some really exciting years.
Oh, yeah.
Just not the finish that I'm sure that you'd like. But wait, it's going to get a little more weird because then you support a Major League Baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And who is that? Not the Dodgers.
No.
Not the Padres.
Not the Angels.
Not the Angels.
Nope. I supported the Angels just by proxy because the Mariners came down a lot during the Angels season. I got to see the Mariners. That traces back to Griffey. Griffey. That was 9, 10 years old. Griffey yeah. came through San Bernardino.
Sure.
He was from the San Bernardino Spirit, and it was a big to-do in that area. All 12 people came around and flooded the stands and saw Ken Griffey play for 3 games before he got pulled up to the majors. And it was a big
wow.
deal. It was a big deal.
Okay.
I've got Griffey San Bernardino Spirit photos and posters. So,
but if you saw Griffey play, how could you not love him?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Maybe the purest swing ever.
And yeah. And I'm a
really good, like a good guy, friendly. It wasn't like Barry Bonds. Where like, oh, he's kind of a jerk. No. Like it seemed like a good dude.
I wanted to change every molecule in my body to learn how to hit left-handed.
So why does it look better?
It just does. It absolutely does. It's so sweeter.
Yeah.
It's got such a good arc and angle and stroke to it. It's just, it's phenomenal. And then just to watch it just sail out. And then another time I was 13 years old, okay. I went to go see my maternal aunt.
Okay.
And she lived in Kirkland, Washington.
Okay.
So she was right outside, or Snohomish, I'm sorry. And we would go to the kingdom.
Yeah. So then you got to see it in person.
Got to see it in person. That was those good years too, the like those 94s when Griffey, Buehner, Randy Johnson, it was
Martinez,
all of that.
Yeah.
It was all of that.
Loaded.
And so, but then it was just, again, just
right.
a little lackluster, and you're like, oh, that was the lovable losers. Now I just got to ride them out. And then when Griffey went to Cincinnati,
yeah,
everybody said, well, are you just, or not everybody, but people asked me, they
yeah.
said, are you going to be a Reds fan? I said, absolutely not.
So now you're all in
I'm
on the Mariners.
All in Mariners.
Wait, There's more. Who is your NBA team then?
Oh, okay. All right. So, OKC.
Well, of course it is. That makes perfect sense.
Exactly, because where did OKC originate?
Right. They were the Great Northwest.
Yes. Yeah. Sean Kemp, the Glove, everybody up there. It was around that time. And, you know, those guys were jumping out of the gym.
Yes.
And everybody had a Sean Kemp poster.
If you were
in junior high, you had Sean Kemp something. 100%. Is that or Larry Johnson? It was one of the two.
Grandma,
had
like,
yeah. So it was really close, and I kind of migrated a little bit towards the Seattle sports scene at that time because I was a seam hit all growing up. Baseball was number one.
Yeah,
baseball was baseball.
Well, you played baseball.
I played a lot of baseball.
Yeah,
and then but yeah, so that was always paramount when it came to my.
So as you can see, Jeff is not a normal sports fan.
And I live in Colorado.
And you live in Colorado. But here's where I give you a ton of credit. Because I've known you now 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
These are your teams. This is a through thick or thin.
Do or die.
And when I say thin, I mean anorexic.
But 1 in 15.
It's incredible that you stick with your team no matter what. They are your team.
There's no fair weather in me, man.
Yeah. No, I can appreciate that. I can respect that. And Jeff, I hope that you enjoyed your Thanksgiving weekend. We're just coming off of Thanksgiving. We are going to be talking about a few different things in sports today, but I have a question for you. Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend? Were you able to, you know, do the food, do the family, do the football, all that?
100%.
Okay.
It's always a good time.
Okay. We are going to conduct a very brief draft today on the Dose, and I'm going to give you the very first pick. You can pick whatever you want.
Mm.
You get to pick the number one overall Thanksgiving food, regardless of dietary restrictions, order of the meal. It makes no difference. You walk in, everything's
main course
on the table.
Could be appetizer.
Doesn't
could
matter.
Be...
It's all on the table. What are you grabbing first?
Well, I think everybody in this room knows what I'm going with, and it's deviled eggs.
Yeah, you do like
deviled eggs, and I don't care. Even if they're bad deviled eggs, they're good deviled eggs.
What makes them good? What is it that makes
the vinegar? There's a certain amount of vinegar. If you hit right with the vinegar slaps. I was never a big mustard kid growing up, but mustard has now gotten a little bit more into my palate to where I'm a little bit more favorable to the bitterness of the mustard.
Yeah. Okay. So. I'm gonna go with my first pick. I am going to go either bread or rolls. Give me a baker's roll, that soft, maybe Hawaiian roll with some butter on it. I am gonna go with rolls. Deviled eggs are off the table. Bread or rolls is off the table.
Okay.
What do you go next? Anything.
Number two. I'm gonna have to go the Mac.
You're going to go mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, you can't beat.
Yeah, I think that's got to be really close to on the short list, the top of the list, because it has to be done right.
You're right.
Because people can F up some mac and cheese. Just like stuffing, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm not a vegan. I go after turkey and ham.
Right.
And I think I would actually put ham above turkey.
Would you?
Yes.
Interesting. I can see that. I think I would go... I might go like the homemade fruit pie, like the apple pie, the cherry, not necessarily the pumpkin pie. I know that gets all the credit, give me the blueberry pie, the cherry pie.
Don't say pecan.
No, I'm not a pecan.
I'm not a pecan fan. A lot of people do like pecan.
They do.
And I think they're mentally deficient.
I would agree with that. I would go more like the cherry pie. I actually will do a buttermilk pie, but that is just pure sugar. That's me.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I got to be careful.
You do. What is your next selection in the Thanksgiving draft?
Okay. Gotta go stuffing.
Stuffing is pretty good.
Stuffing is really critical.
Yes.
Has to be done pretty much spot on.
Because sometimes
like people can kill it with salt.
True.
And then all of a sudden you're like a horse licking a salt lick. And it's bad.
I'll give you another one.
But if it's done right, it's fine.
If it's done right, it's fine.
With corn.
Yes. But if it's got like big chunks of celery in it, or if they do like the homemade you're getting dicey. It better be good. Like I'll try it, but
it's not your stovetop. I want something different than stovetop.
You're going to go. Okay. You know what? I'm going to go on my next pick, and this is going to sound stupid when I say it. I'll warn everyone ahead of time. But I'm going to say, I'm going to go gravy. Because I can put gravy on the stuffing. I can put gravy on the bread. I can put gravy on the turkey, on the ham. It's going to make life better. So I'm just going to take the gravy off the table and I'm just going to eat gravy. It's basically just lard just and
gravy boat to mouth.
Just drink shots of gravy, but it's going to be delicious. It's going to kill me.
I like it.
In a few years. Like okay. You're up next. You got another right. pick.
One more pick. Yep. Okay. I'm still keeping green bean casserole at the bottom of my list though.
You know,
at the bottom because it has mushrooms in it. And that's where it loses me.
Okay.
I think cranberries. Cranberry.
Really?
I mean, subtle, not a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a big cranberry juice drinker. Yeah.
Real cranberries? Or are you doing the can, slicing up the can?
I mean, I'm not too picky about it, but
you're
San
Bernardino. Yeah, you know exactly. How well you're getting out the can.
Exactly. With a spoon.
Sprinkle some brown sugar on. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Throw it in the microwave still.
Right. I'm going to go last. We're getting down.
Yeah.
I got to go Lions football. It's never good. I'm going to finish up with Lions football because it'll take your appetite away. Oh. Even this year, you're like, oh, they're pretty good. No, they're not. No. They're still going to disappoint us on Thanksgiving.
The tryptophan is putting you to sleep by halftime.
Man, it doesn't get any better. And it seems like every year, and we've gone through years that have been a little better. You know, you get to Barry Sanders, you get to Billy Sims, you get to Calvin Johnson. It's just never good. It's never good. Like Detroit Lions political discussion with drunk uncle. They're right in the same boat. It's very, it's very always similar.
Undercooked. You're like, this isn't done right.
This isn't done right. This is ruining my Thanksgiving experience.
I'm going to be sick.
Yes. I, that was a good draft. I enjoyed our draft. Jeff, we are going to be making some predictions on the show today. I know that you brought your Magic 8 ball, but we are going to start in the National Football League where we are now at week 13.
The Shield.
And it seems like every week we get some more clues as to maybe who is who, but then we get surprises every week. Parity is king. And so you can't really predict this stuff 100%. We're going to right now. But I mean, this week we have some matchups that are kind of interesting. We have a couple of good primetime games. So, if you are looking to make some money, you're welcome in advance because we're going to make it for you right now. Now, there are a few teams that do have bye weeks I want to mention. Your Buffalo Bills have a bye week this week.
What? Watch it.
The Chicago Bears are off, the Las Vegas Raiders, Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants, and those Baltimore Ravens that got a big win on Sunday night. They are all off this week. Buckle up. We're going to plow through week 13. In the NFL. Okay, Jeff, tomorrow night, Thursday night, we get the 6-5 Seattle Seahawks going to Dallas to face those 8-3 Cowboys. Mm. Dallas is favored by 7. Hey, Dak Prescott has been looking good lately.
Ish.
The Seahawks have kind of returned to earth after last year.
Yeah.
Dallas seems like they're good against bad teams. They're just not good against good teams. How would you like Seattle at Dallas?
Who's going to make the least amount of mistakes?
Yes, I think you're right.
And so I think if I'm going to put my money, I'm going to go boys, but I'm also not going to let them win by much. I think they're going to squeak something in. It's going to be some weird bounce of a ball, and they're going to squeak by.
Okay, I like that pick. I'm going to go.
They're not going to rout them like the Giants or any of the other teams.
No. Seattle will be too tough for that, I would think. Yeah, I'll say Dallas, but I'll take Seattle to cover.
Okay.
Let's move on. We have a ugly game in the AFC South. Although the AFC South maybe is ending up being a little bit better than we thought.
Tiny better.
The Indianapolis Colts, they look like they're heating up a little bit. Yeah. They are going to head to Tennessee to take on the Titans, who are kind of a disaster. The Colts have now won 2 in a row. Granted, not against great teams, but they are winning a little bit under quarterback Gardner Minshew. I think the Titans are predominantly garbage. Colts are favored by 2 on the road. Who do you like? Colts at Titans.
So, because I'm biased.
Yes.
And I know that Tennessee comes to Miami in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I want Tennessee to win this one.
Sure.
And get a little bit of juice.
Feel good about
themselves. Feel good about themselves, yeah. Just to get right into the buzzsaw of Miami. If they lose, then their get back game is
might it's be gonna be Miami. Miami.
Yeah.
They have no get back. You're taking you're taking Tennessee to win.
To win.
I'm gonna take the Colts to steal one. Okay. But it's gonna be close. If you're watching on TV,
Tannehill says he's done though. Right? Else. Yeah, he's 100% done.
He has to be done.
I think so.
He's not very good. Yeah, do something else. Go do some. I don't know, rake your leaves or something. Don't watch this game, is what I'm saying. I'll take Colts, but I think that's going to be an ugly game. We move next to a game that might be interesting. The Los Angeles Chargers might be the most underachieving franchise in the history of organized sports. I mean, we're going back to gladiator days. But here is a chance for them Water to polo. Take care of business against what is an awful football team. Because the New England Patriots are terrible. They missed that field goal on Sunday. Lost to the Giants. Holy cow. Chargers are favored by 5.5. But we know the Chargers.
They're in New England?
They charger. It is in New England. Okay. Yes.
Foxborough.
Who do you like? Chargers at Patriots.
I wish they both could lose.
Right.
But I would say Chargers put something together enough to get Belichick closer to that door. Please.
Why aren't the Chargers better?
they
look like an all-star team on paper.
They're not. And Herbert's getting his ass kicked back there.
Yes, he is.
He is getting pummeled and nobody wants to catch for him. Nor does anybody want to play hard for him.
He never makes plays in the fourth quarter. He looks so good for like 3.5.
Yeah.
And then it just...
Oh, yeah. And I've got some really close friends that are Charger fans that...
Laugh at him?
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's that whole Herbert Tua background.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah. Any chance Herbert gets to come up short, I'm going for it.
Okay. So you're going to take charges. Did they cover the 5.5?
Oh, okay. Chargers, yes, they will.
They're going to cover.
Yeah, they'll cover.
I'm not.
They'll put their foot on the throat of the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have benched Mac Jones what 12 times this year?
Yeah, I think 12.
Okay,
so they're going to go with Mac Bailey Zappi or
whoever it is. Belichick's just going to put a helmet on himself.
Belichick's just drunk now, isn't he?
He just doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care at all, man. No. I mean, his son's on the team, or his coach.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia. I mean, all those. It's a horrible tree.
He's like, hey, look, where's the massage parlor? What are we doing?
Robert, Mr. Kraft,
where do I go? Where do I go? Because this is killing me. All right. He's going to take Chargers to cover.
It's rough in Beantown.
I'm going to take the Patriots to cover, but the Chargers to win.
Okay.
It'll be like a field goal.
Some stupid safety.
Okay. The Detroit Lions have returned to Earth a little bit after starting the season 5-1. We know they usually disappoint us on Thanksgiving, but they now have lost 2 of 5, including, like I said, that ugly Thanksgiving Day loss to the Packers. The Lions go to New Orleans to face the Saints, who have also lost 2 in a row.
Saints are a mess.
Derek Carr isn't very good at football. And I know.
He tries hard.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I keep cheering for Jameis to get in.
Me too. Let Jameis cook. Let Jameis work it, man. He's out there singing move. Get out the way and everybody.
Did you see Jameis coaching up Derek on the sidelines?
Yeah.
And I have no idea what he's even doing. He's just
They were saying that he was actually singing along with Ludacris.
No, he was not.
He wasn't?
No, you're probably right.
I don't know.
I'm disturbed.
The video
you're right.
I saw, it could have been spliced or something, but I mean, the video I saw was because Ludacris came flying in with the halftime show, and Jameis was somehow still out there singing Ludacris to Derek Carr. Yes.
That makes perfect
sense. Let's go eat a W.
More unintentionally funny, Jameis Winston, Joe Biden. Who do you got?
Oh.
It's close, right?
I got to go Commander-in-Chief.
See? Man. Oh, that's rough. You know, that's a tough one.
He had a rough day that day. He was partying that turkey. He had to turn around and head back inside.
He didn't know where he was.
It was a bad afternoon. Yeah.
Ooh, man. Him and Jameis should do like a talk show together. You should have a podcast.
I think you should have a slap contest. Slap each other.
Okay. We've got Lions at Saints. Saints, sounds like Chris Olave is a little bit banged up. Mm-hmm. Michael Thomas hates football.
Yes.
Lions at Saints. Lions are favored by 3.5.
Is he still a thing?
Kamara's a thing, I guess. He's just not producing that much.
I would go with Lions. Okay, Lions are going to kind of get back on the right track in the NFC. They're going to cover whatever they're, I mean, even it's like 7 points.
They can cover that, can't they? All right. Lions are going to make you some money. Go get the Lions. The Atlanta Falcons beat those Saints this past Sunday. Now they go to New York to play the 4-7 Jets. The Jets have a good defense, but it gets worn out by that terrible offense. Quarterback Zach Wilson is way too busy looking for Mills in the stands, trips over his own feet. Yet the Falcons aren't very good.
Is Ridder still playing or no?
Yes, Ridder should be the starter. Falcons are favored at Jets by 2.5. That seems like a.
I think at this point, all the rats are abandoning the ship in New Meadowlands. York. Yeah, you know, I can see that. Nobody's really buying in. I mean, they're just tired of it. I've never seen a Hail Mary get ran back. It's only the Jets. OTJ.
Only the Jets.
And when you think it can't get any worse, just like them and the Patriots, like you think it's not going to get any worse,
it somehow does. They drain a little bit more out of the pool.
It finds a way.
Falcons by 2.5. How are you going on the road? Falcons by 2.5.
I mean, is Bijan healthy?
Does it matter? They don't give him the ball.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I mean, and I think the Jets have a good run defense. Yeah, no, they don't give him the ball. And neither do they give Pitts the ball either.
I don't understand what they're doing. They need to get a new coach.
So, yeah, I would say Arthur Smith is done. But the Jets are in worse shape.
But the Jets are the Jets.
The Jets are in worse shape. I mean, they have a good coach, and they have a good sideline cheerleader in Aaron Rodgers, but that's about it.
That's true. Who are you taking?
Oh, the Falcons.
You're going to go Falcons.
Falcons to cover.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to take the Jets, but I'm not going to feel very good about it. Might not want to put any money on that one, because that one really makes my stomach hurt. The Arizona Cardinals seemingly battle every week, but they've only won 2 games because they're not very good. They just got smoked by the Rams this past week, which makes me wonder if they're just kind of running out of gas, because they've gotten rid of every talented player that they basically have. They are going to Pittsburgh. I don't have a ton of faith in the Steelers. They did finally move the football a little bit on Sunday. After they fired offensive coordinator Matt Canada, they still only scored 16 points, so I don't know. But their defense is pretty solid. Cardinals at Steelers. Steelers favored by 6. What do you got?
Cardinals are still trash.
Yeah.
So I definitely got to go Steelers, because Steelers, and they have something. They got rid of Matt Saskatchewan.
Right.
So, I mean, and they did put up more yards without him there.
They did.
They did.
They just didn't score more points.
They did.
I mean, they put up 400 yards.
It was against
yards.
The Bengals, but still.
Yeah.
Still, as a divisional game, you know, just depends. And I still think Mike Tomlin is top 5 coach in the league.
Has to be.
Just 10 years. Every year, and he's a smart coach. Players love him. They'll ball out for him still no matter what, but they're a little bit better on offense, I think, than the Cardinals.
Right, because the Cardinals now have nothing. Yes. I mean, little Kyler out there running around like he just
stole. I don't see much
adults,
of weapons as in weapons phone. Or anything. Not heard any really good news come out of Arizona.
We're going to both go Steelers big here.
Yeah, Steelers.
All right, we arrive at a game that is near and dear to your heart. That is your Miami Dolphins go to Washington to play a Commanders team that just fired defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio. Not sure if this is the best week to do that, I gotta be honest, because the Dolphins have a ton of offense and they're really good against bad teams. Dolphins are favored by 9.5.
9.5.
That's a big number in the NFL.
I would say Dolphins by 40.
See, I'm picking Dolphins. I'm picking Dolphins.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Washington has traded away, guys.
Yeah.
Getting rid of their defense. Yeah.
And Tua's playing out of his mind right now. Yeah. And
Dolphins
I think he's going to, you know, dial in, kind of see that final push towards the last third of the season and just really turn it up. I mean, obviously it is coming from a place near and dear to me, but I don't really see the Dolphins effing this one up.
No, they should be fine. They even at Washington,
yeah,
at Mars makes.
I mean, Washington got rid of Chase Young, and you know, just jettisoned all their good players, and
they're trying to.
Sam Howell, I'll give Sam Howell some credit.
I give him a ton of credit, but he's going to die.
He will die. Get sacked. He will. He will get decapitated eventually.
He's going to break David Carr's record.
Oh yeah, big time.
The only thing that could stop him from breaking the record is if he gets broken, so he can't break the record, which is absolutely insane. We are both.
I think the Simpsons predicted this.
I think they did. Dolphins are going to win that game, and they're going to win big. Okay,
looking at you, Joe Theismann.
Exactly. The Denver Broncos are one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
They are.
They have won 5 games in a row, including a relatively easy win on Sunday over the Cleveland Browns. Jeff, I'm going to be honest. I'm watching that game. I didn't know what to do because they were up by like 15, and I was like, it's all been cardiac kids. I don't know what. I was like, well, now what? Do I just flip over to red zone? Like, what do I do? But
did Myles Garrett get hurt in that game?
He couldn't lift his one arm very well.
Okay. Right.
Everybody got hurt for Cleveland in that game. DTR got hurt. Amari Cooper got hurt.
I saw DTR get creamed.
He got blasted. Yeah. And I don't know that it was a deserving a penalty. It was shoulder to
bang,
chest.
Bang. Yeah.
But whatever. We know refs don't like Sean Payton.
But if that was Josh Allen, there would have been criminal charges filed
possibly
against.
If that was Patrick Mahomes, somebody's going to
jail. Somebody is being sent to the guillotine.
Correct. The Broncos go to Houston to face a Texans team that is young, exciting. Quarterback C.J. Stroud looks like the real deal. Mm-hmm. This game, bizarrely, might have playoff implications.
It absolutely could.
Texans are favored at home by 3.
And that's the standard. That's the standard. When both teams are pretty equal, home team gets 3.
Home team gets 3. How you going? Denver at Houston.
I think Denver's bubble gets popped a little bit here. I think, you know, they're just kind of, you know, going to come back down to earth, even out again. But I think they're still going to make a good push towards the end of the year. I don't know how strong their schedule is or how tough their schedule is at the end of the year. But this one I kind of give to the Texans because I just think, you know, the wave has kind of crested a little bit. You know, you're riding on house money with the Broncos. And so, yeah, I think they'll get right back on the winning track next week. But I think this one's Texans.
All right. He's going Texans. I'm going to go, and I don't want to go homer, but I will take the Broncos for one reason. The one thing the Texans don't do well is run the ball, and that is the way to beat this Bronco team. And so I think because of that, if you're going to throw it on them, they're probably a little more equipped for that. If you want to run it down, I couldn't figure out on Sunday why Cleveland wouldn't run the ball. I was like, I wouldn't ever throw. Yeah. Just run. Yeah. You'll blow us out. They couldn't figure that out. Houston doesn't run the ball quite as well. I'm going to take the Broncos to win a close one.
And Russ is cooking a little bit, too.
You know what it is?
Tiny.
This reminds me, and you might be too young, this reminds me of mid-80s Broncos with Dan Reeves.
Okay.
Where he would try to protect John Elway from himself. Okay. Don't make the big mistake. We're going to hand it to Sammy Winder. We're going to give it to Gene Lang. Third down, try not to screw it up, Elway. And then at the end of the game, if it's close, hey, Elway, go win it.
Okay.
But they're trying to hide him, bad as that sounds.
Just kind of keep him governed a little bit.
Yes. And so don't make the turnover that loses us the game.
Right.
And then we'll see if late in the game you can win the game. That is what it looks like.
A gunslinger mentality kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit, but only at the right time.
I got it.
Because Russ can win games.
He can.
He can also.
With his feet and his arm.
Yes. Yeah. He can also fumble and throw picks and do things that are completely insane. So I think it is Sean Payton trying to protect Russ from himself.
Make him not do so much.
Yeah, I think he has legitimate PTSD from the number of times he's been sacked. And so there is a lot of.
It's quite possible.
Dear God, let me throw this ball and go home to CR. And I get it. Like, I understand it, but sometimes that can be dangerous.
Yeah, he's got a modeling career after
100%
after football.
The Carolina Panthers are now 1-10. Oof. They are truly awful. They fired head coach Frank Reich after just 11 games.
Because it was all his fault, right?
Their owner might be a legit crazy person. Meanwhile, they go to Tampa to face a Buccaneers team that honestly isn't that much better. They're 4-7, but at least they have some talent. Baker Mayfield's a little bit banged up. We'll see if he can go. They may go with Kyle Trask. Jeff, these are two bad football teams.
Was it primetime Sunday night?
Buccaneers are favored. No, thank God. Bucks are favored by 6.
Okay.
First note, avoid this game. Now go ahead.
If you got some shoes to relace.
Right.
Or some just weeds to pull in the front yard, yes. You go up there and just clean out your gutters.
For sure.
I would say teams usually rally when they lose their head coach.
That's true.
So I would say gotta go Panthers.
Okay.
So they have a little, save a little face and show them that they still got that fighting spirit and they're not just gonna lay down and just, they're not in full on, like, obvious tank mode, I guess. So I would say, I mean, but I know teams can find a way when they lose their head coach.
They can, because everybody in the building's on alert.
Mm-hmm.
100%. My job might be next.
Nobody's safe. Yeah. Yeah. So, and Bryce Young, he's got to get a little bit more lucky. I know he has no weapons, but I still give him this game because it's the Bucks.
Bucks aren't very good. Bucks are not very good. I'm going to take the Bucks, but I'm not going to feel good, and it's honestly just more of a vote against Carolina. The Cleveland Browns had that major setback on Sunday against Denver. They were cruising along. They were looking like a playoff team, came to Denver and got smacked. But it wasn't just that, because like we talked about, they sustained some injuries. Dorian Thompson-Robinson got knocked out. Amari Cooper has a rib injury. Miles Garrett had whatever was going on with his shoulder.
Yeah.
They head to L.A. to face a Rams squad that can be okay if Matt Stafford is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they can be garbage. Rams are favored by 5. Browns in L.A., who do you like?
I haven't heard a lot about Aaron Donald. Is he still a player in the NFL?
He's still playing.
Because he was the end-all, be-all, number one 100%. Player in the NFL the last 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just don't hear his name a lot right now. And
you're right.
Obviously, the Rams are a shell of themselves from 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yep.
I would say, though, Sean McVay is still probably one of the smarter guys in the room over Cleveland's coach. And so
Cleveland's coach, because we're not even going to say a stupid name.
I can't remember a stupid name.
You don't have to.
Okay.
He's going to be gone soon.
Stefanski.
Yeah,
anyways. But I would say as far as experience to pull this one out, God, it has to go to the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Rams can get this at home. I think the Browns are just banged up.
And the Browns, they've lost too much to have anything really good.
That's
Nick Chubb, then Mr. Massage Parlor goes down. And, you know, when he was actually starting to do something to earn half of that guaranteed money or a third of that guaranteed money. But, the Cleveland Browns are just bubble-gummed and duct-taped together.
Yeah, I think now they're just running out of people. We've got 3 pretty good games to finish this off with. The San Francisco 49ers have so much talent all over the field, but we do still have some questions about quarterback Brock Purdy. This week, the Niners go to Philadelphia to take on an Eagles team. Hey, they just find ways to win. It's not always pretty, but they get it done. They came through once again on overtime on Sunday over the Buffalo Bills.
I'm glad they beat the Bills.
The Bills have to be thinking about throwing themselves off a bridge, right?
Yeah, I've been hearing that they're conducting science experiments in Buffalo to see how much stress they could take.
They're taking it.
Yeah, and I mean,
this might be an NFC Championship preview.
This is pretty close to it. Yeah, I would say.
Niners?
I mean, Dallas likes to think they're in that conversation, but no, it's San Fran.
Here's what's crazy. San Francisco is favored by 2.5 on the road in Philly.
Yeesh.
Who's your pick?
Yeesh.
Yeah.
To me, I put Hurts above Purdy.
Yes.
As far as athleticism.
For sure.
But I put
the rest of the weapons.
The rest of the weapons in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, but as far as defense goes, I do like Philly's defense better than San Fran's defense.
It is tough.
But CMC is tough to deal with. And so
he's trying to talk himself into this here.
Yeah, I know. It's real tough. So, putting my money down, Niner game.
It's going Niners.
Niner game.
All right. I'm taking the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to scrape one out.
It's they have to lose ugly. More than just one game this season.
It'll probably be snowing or raining or some awful thing. The fog will be clouding up the cameras. They just win those ugly games.
Philly fan is somebody to mess with, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. On Sunday night, we get maybe a decent game. The Kansas City Chiefs have shown some flaws.
Ooh.
We've seen their wide receivers struggle a little bit. They head to Green Bay to take on the Packers, who seem to be getting a little bit better. Maybe Jordan Love is figuring some things out. We know the Packers have a nice home field advantage. Should be a balmy, 24 degrees or something up there.
Tropical.
Chiefs are favored by 6.5 on the road.
Yeah. I mean, it's still Chiefs Kingdom until otherwise posted. You know, I still got to go Chiefs. I mean, they're fine in the cold weather too. You know, still the Super Bowl is probably going to run through Kansas City. Should. The path to Super Bowl is going to run through Kansas City.
Yep.
So I'm definitely going to go Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, definitely I'm going to go Chiefs as well. I think the Jordan Love thing is fake, but I do think the Chiefs receivers, that's a legit concern. There's a problem there.
They held on to a couple more this past weekend.
They did.
You know, which I was surprised against the Raiders. I was watching the Raiders. Yeah. I mean, the Raiders popped out in front 14-0.
Yeah.
And it was going to be up to the Kansas City's receivers to catch some passes and catch some deep balls in order to get back in the game. So it showed no lack of trust.
Right.
In the KC's sideline, in my opinion.
KC's still going to be KC.
And when you have a good leader, like, I mean, I hate him because we ain't him.
Right.
You know, and Patrick Mahomes is still the best player in the NFL.
Jeff, I want to not like Patrick Mahomes because I hate his wife. I hate his brother. I hate Taylor Swift. I hate Kelsey. Patrick Mahomes seems like a pretty decent dude, and it makes me really sad.
I don't know. His mom and dad must be really good people because, I mean, like, everything else around him evens that out. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Monday night, we finish off week 13 in the NFL with the Monday night game that will actually be maybe worth watching. We have the slumping Cincinnati Bengals heading to Jacksonville to take on the first place team in the AFC South. The Bengals can't run the ball. The Jags have a decent defense. Seems like maybe Trevor Lawrence is getting a little bit better. Remember last year, this is kind of when it all kicked in. Jags favored by 8.5. Is it enough?
Yeah, got to go Jags.
Jags.
Got to go Jags. I think the Bengals are a speed bump now for everybody else. I mean,
it's so sad.
It is tough. I mean, but, you know, hey.
That's how these go.
You know how I mentioned I was a brief Cowboy fan? Yep. I did own a Boomer Esiason jersey, so that's why there's some affinity there, but not too deep.
Boomer was a tough dude.
Boomer was a beast, and he was a lefty, just like Tua.
Yeah.
So that's why, and Griffey. So, I mean, I have all these little patterns of
and
idols.
Kind of an albino, which kind of goes with that. Okay, maybe not. But, okay, so I'm going to ask you, because we're sitting here, it is November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on the spot because I haven't prepped you for this. Your Super Bowl 58 pick in Vegas is going to be who? Give it to me.
Ooh.
Super Bowl pick and a winner. Give it to me.
Oh, man. See, this might jinx it. This might jinx it.
This is what we have to do.
This is what we got to do. I mean, in my heart of hearts, I say Miami, Philly. But in reality, I got to go. I'm not going to pick Jacksonville. I don't want to pick Kansas City. Give me 1 second.
All right.
I'm not going to pick the Bills. It's just going to be Miami and everybody else. And then in the NFC, Niners.
Miami?
Either Philly or Niners.
San Francisco.
Or Philly.
You got to pick one. You're going Miami versus Niners.
Miami Niners. Miami Niners. Last final answer.
This will be the repeat of probably the biggest Super Bowl in your life.
84.
In 84. Yes. It was like Super Bowl 16-ish, somewhere in there.
Yes.
Marino versus Montana.
Schooler.
And Montana scores those Dolphins. That was a rough day. I was cheering for the AFC.
And Dan Marino swore. He's like, I'll be back next year.
He's only like a year in. He was a baby. He was so young. Bum,
bum, bum, bum. He's like, I got Shula. I got weapons. I got this golden arm. What could possibly happen?
The rest of his career is what could happen.
Here comes LA.
Here comes Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody. That was rough. Yeah. That
just the other way. So, I mean, that's kind of where it all kind of sat. And yeah. But
who's winning? Who's winning this game? Dolphins, Niners, Super Bowl 58 in Vegas. You'll be there. Who's winning the game?
Miami wins 2-0. Oh. No. I'm going to say Miami.
Miami wins.
24-17.
He's not a homer at all. Let's get that on the table.
Yep.
Okay.
We got Jeff, the defense.
Yeah, let's say that. The college football regular season mostly wrapped up the regular season on Saturday. We had some wild finishes. We had some crazy surprises in college football. But now we are on to those conference championship games. Now, look, a few of these games are going to be basically playoff games. If you win, you can advance. You might make it to the playoff. If you don't, you're probably headed to a stupid bowl game that means literally nothing whatsoever.
Nothing.
Jeff, this is the last year of the 4-team playoff. Next year, it expands to 12.
Eesh.
Do you like the changes that are coming?
I mean, I've not known anything otherwise. I mean, the four has gone well so far, but it's just going to end up being March Madness. You know, there's going to be 32 teams.
It's gonna be wild.
Yeah. you're going to have just JUCOs in there.
Sure. Sure. Bring on James Madison, baby. We want to see how they do.
Liberty College. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go through and we're going to pick these conference championship games. And some of these smaller conferences, it's going to be a little bit tough, but we're going to get through it because that's just what we do here. Okay. We're going to go kind of in order of importance. No slight on the smaller conferences. It's just that we don't respect you whatsoever.
None.
Okay. We're going to start in Conference USA, where the number 20 Liberty Flames are now 12-0. They've beaten everyone on their schedule. Bad news. They haven't really beaten anybody yet, but they will have a rematch with the suddenly hot New Mexico State Lobos, who have now won 8 in a row. They started 2-3. They're now 10-3. These two teams played back in September. Liberty blew them out 33-17. Liberty is favored by 11. Hey, Liberty can run the ball. They run it down your throat. Who do you got? Liberty, New Mexico State.
Do either one of them have a female kicker?
Not that I know of, but don't rule it out.
Don't rule it out.
I think Katie Hinida ended up at New Mexico State. So don't rule it out.
Okay.
It's possible.
All right. Well, if I'm going to bet the house,
yes,
I would definitely go New Mexico State.
You're going to have New Mexico State cover the 11.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Bold move.
Yes. I think if they're going to make their move, now is the time.
Now is the time. I'm going Liberty. They have way too much offense. Okay. We move to the MAC. Less than 6 weeks after meeting each other in the regular season, the 11-1 Toledo Rockets and the 10-2 Miami Ohio Redhawks will battle it out again, this time in Detroit.
Is that Roethlisberger's alma mater?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a
MAC championship game.
Okay.
In October, Toledo won 21-17, so this should be
pretty tight.
Close, yeah. Mm-hmm. Toledo is favored by 8. Who do you like, Toledo or Miami Ohio? 8's a pretty big number.
It is. I'm going to go Toledo. I think they'll cover. They'll walk away with this one handsomely.
Okay.
But do they say where these games are going to be
this
played?
This one is going to be in Detroit, so
okay.
Duck.
So in a stadium, okay.
In a stadium, correct.
I got you. With a roof.
Somewhere, okay, yes. So, with a roof.
So weather is not a factor.
No.
So I'm definitely going to go Toledo.
Okay. I'm going to go Toledo, but I'm going to say Miami covers that 8-point spread. We will see. But yeah, I'll take Toledo as well. The Mountain West Championship game will feature what has mostly been a pretty disappointing 7-5 Boise State team. They kind of warmed up down the stretch. They will be facing 9-3. Nevada, Las Vegas. The game is played in Vegas, so that's kind of a home game for them.
Yep.
These two teams didn't meet during the regular season. Boise's a 2.5-point favorite. Who do you have,
Boise State, UNLV.
Let's go Rebels.
Gonna go Rebels.
Yep.
All right. He's gonna take the running Rebs in the Mountain West. I'll take Boise. I don't know. Maybe they're hot.
Like I said, it's a home game, man. Keep it rolling.
I'm just disappointed the Air Force isn't in this game because they looked like they were headed that direction.
Should be, man.
And they kind of collapsed down the stretch. We move next to the Sun Belt, which could see a wild championship game. We have 8-4 Appalachian State playing 10-2 Troy State. Now, not this year, but last year, they played a 32-28 wild, insane, last play of the game kind of game. Appy State got here by upsetting James Madison, who everybody is kind of pushing.
The mighty saying, hey,
James Madison might be the real deal. Should they get a real bowl game? Forget the rules. Should we just put him in something? Troy is a 6.5-point favorite.
Okay.
They have won 9 in a row. They have not played each other this year. Troy versus Appalachian State. Who do you have?
I still believe in the spirit of App State.
All right.
And I think they could pull a miracle out and make something happen and actually, you know, flip this thing on its ear.
Okay. You're going to go Appalachian State. I'm going to take Troy. I think they throw the ball all over. I don't know if that's good, but we're going to find out. The American Athletic Conference.
Okay.
Will settle their championship on Saturday when number 15, 11-1 Tulane, we'll meet number 25, 10-2 Southern Methodist. The lone loss for Tulane was against Ole Miss, who has proven to be pretty decent. Tulane favored by 4 in the AAC championship game. Who do you have, Tulane or SMU?
I like the Green Wave. I do too. Yeah, I'll go Green Wave. I think those Tulane, Louisiana boys get something done this year.
I like it. Okay. Let's put that nonsense aside. Let's get to the real games because now we have some important games. On Saturday, the number 15 Louisville Cardinals, who are now 10-2, will square off with those 12-0 number 4 Florida State Seminoles for the Atlantic Coast Championship. Louisville just lost to Kentucky. On paper, this looks like a Florida State blowout. But Florida State struggled for about 3.5 quarters on Saturday against a very average Florida team because quarterback Jordan Travis is out.
Done.
Backup Tate Rodemaker was not that impressive. Seminoles are favored by 3.5, but they make me nervous. They're a better team, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. But quarterback I still gotta go with FSU on this
one. You're gonna go Florida State. I'm gonna go Florida State, but I'm gonna be nervous. Because they didn't look that good to me on Saturday. And I was expecting them to blow Florida out. They didn't get that done. We will both take the Seminoles.
They got to patch their season somewhat together and win this bowl game and just salvage something.
Yeah, you gotta find a way to...
Because they were in the natty conversation up until 2 weeks ago.
They could still get in, too.
I know.
Okay, on Saturday, we get the Big 12 title game. Which will feature 11-1 Texas facing number 20 Oklahoma State. All season, we've kind of been waiting for Texas to trip, right? Because they're going to lose to Kansas. They're going to lose to Kansas State. They're going to lose. The only loss they've had is that wild, crazy game to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys kind of backed in here. I'm expecting Texas to roll easy, but they are favored by 11.5. Oklahoma State or Texas in the Big 12 title game?
Texas. I think that's an easy one.
Cover?
To cover.
Yeah,
I think
they're going to
kind of walk away with this one handily.
Texas just is different this year. They're just pretty good this year.
Yeah, they got
I keep
going.
Waiting for the trip, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. No. Okay. Also on Saturday, we get the Big 10 title game between number 2 Michigan. Coming off that big win over Ohio State, the Wolverines are now 12-0. J.J. McCarthy looks sharp. The Maize and Blue look good on both sides of the ball. They will be facing the 10-2 Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa is ranked number 18 in the country, despite the fact they only score 18 points a game. We know Michigan already knows the Iowa signal for punt. They're going to punt a lot. Michigan is favored by 22 points. Jeff, is that too much? That is a lot of points.
That's it?
Okay. Michigan versus Iowa.
Big Ten title game, 22 points. How are you going?
I think it should be 30 points.
It's not enough.
I mean, unfortunately, I'm not a Michigan homer or Michigan fan, really. Right. At the most part, for the most part, I think I heard the head coach mispronounce the name of the college. He called it Michigan University. So maybe it's me, but I mean, nothing in my bones roots for Michigan, but no. I think they're just a better team for sure.
I was not very good.
No. Did they just play Nebraska last week and it wasn't that good?
Iowa Nebraska game. Yeah. And it's funny because Big Rob, he and I were texting back and forth in that game, and it was like a train wreck. Like, we couldn't look away. It was so bad. We had to keep watching. It was absolutely brutal. Okay. We're taking Michigan to cover.
Yes.
I don't think 32 would be enough. We move next to the SEC championship game, and we're going to have a heavyweight fight here. The Alabama Crimson Tide rallied from that slow start. They have won 10 games in a row. They pulled off an absolute miracle on Saturday. Coming from behind, fourth and goal from the 31-yard line, they beat Auburn. Auburn, speaking of people that are looking for a high bridge, Bama is now 11-1. They are ranked number 8. They will face the 12-0 number 1 Georgia Bulldogs, who have looked vulnerable at times, but they keep winning. Hey, Georgia can punch their ticket to the playoff with a win. If it's close, they might still get in. They've been that good. Bama could maybe make a case for being in if they get a win. They probably have to have a little bit of help. Georgia is a 4-point favorite. Georgia versus Alabama, SEC title game. Who you got?
It's hard to bet against Kirby Smart. Yeah. I would say Georgia. They're going to keep punching little brother in the mouth with Alabama because of all the years that Nick Saban punched everybody else in the mouth. It's now everybody's time to get back. So I think Georgia just routes them, runs it down their throat, and just stomps them out.
Doesn't it seem like you watch Georgia against Georgia Tech and you watch Georgia against, but when they play the big time teams,
tough teams,
it just seems like they figured out, and they're like, no. Now's the time.
And yeah.
They step up and
there's
crush
a switch
you.
In there. I mean, those are grown-ass men on that team.
Yes,
man.
They are.
So I think those guys are, I mean, half the team leaves to the NFL every year.
100%.
So I think these boys are already game bred. And, I think nobody fears Alabama anymore.
Not like they used to.
Not like they used
to. It is different.
Not like they used to.
They fear Georgia.
I think the trophy stays with Georgia.
Okay. On Friday night, don't forget this is Friday night. This is not Saturday.
Oh,
we
the big one.
We get a bona fide playoff game. Our final game this week.
Guy.
Number 3, Washington, will face a red hot number 5, Oregon, whose lone loss was to the Huskies by a field goal.
I would say it was
in
close.
Seattle.
It was close.
Really close. Washington's undefeated. Oregon has the one loss. Mm. This game will be played in Las Vegas. The Ducks are a 9.5-point favorite.
Whoa.
Over Washington. That seems really high to me.
That does.
Bo Nix and the Oregon offense are
going
to be
some
really
good
tough.
Value going Washington
but
right there.
Washington is pretty good too. Michael Penix is a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes, they were a little bit lucky to escape this last
Washington
week with
State.
That win.
Yeah.
They had to scrape past Washington State, but that number seems high to me.
That's a large number.
All right.
I would say that should be a lot closer, but yeah.
Ducks, Huskies.
I think Penix is more of the better quarterback. I do like Nix, but you got to go Washington. I think Washington keeps them under their thumb.
Washington's going to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I go Washington.
I'm going to take Oregon to win. I'm going to take Washington to cover that 9.5 because I think it's going to be down to the wire. I think it's going to be very, very close. But based on our picks. You have Georgia winning.
Yeah.
You have Michigan winning.
Yeah.
You have Washington winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got to get one more team in. Is it Texas? Is it Florida State? Because right now, Florida State has the inside track. They don't have a loss. They're undefeated, but they have a backup quarterback. Who is your fourth team in the college football playoff, Jeff?
UCLA. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go Texas. Texas, 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 Texas.
Texas is going to get
Texas,
in.
Texas, Texas, Texas.
All right. Hey, you heard it here first. If you have any questions, send them to a different podcast because we're not going to address any of them.
We're not even going to look at it.
We're not going to listen to a word that you have to say. But hey, we've gone through a lot of things here.
Quality games. We
picked a number of games here. If you want to go make some money, then you're going to listen to what we just told you, and you're going to go make a ton. You're going to bet the house on these picks that we've given you today. Yes. But Jeff, you know, we've been chasing you for a while. We tried to get you on a fight podcast, tried to get you on a Super Bowl podcast, but we finally drug you in. I would like to say thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Understand that you are welcome to come back anytime.
Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you joining in the dose. And if you have any final thoughts, we would be glad to take them from you.
No, I like what you got going on here. Big fan, you know, first time, long time listener. So I enjoy being over here and being with you guys. And it's a really fun time to be here, man. Thank you.
Hey, next week on The Dose, we are going to be checking in on all that is going on in the world of sports as only we can. So be sure that you tune into The Daily Dose. Be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you so much to Jeff from San Murderdino for stopping by. I thoroughly enjoyed your visit. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for going over to DailyDoseSports.com and checking out the new things going up there every week. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.
My name is Jeff. Hey, Jefe, man.